The truth about Alaska when voting in a general election for President of the United States. The examples given here, if any, will be based on the 2020 election in order to explain the process. The entire process begins with someone wanting to become a candidate for president. From this initial desire to be a candidate, the entire process may get complex or seem difficult to follow, so please pay attention to every detail. State law does not provide for a presidential primary election. In Alaska, there is no state-sponsored presidential preference primary election. Instead, the political parties administer their own caucuses for nomination purposes. An independent presidential candidate must petition for placement on the general election ballot. This petition must contain signatures equaling at least 1% of the total number of state voters who cast ballots for president in the most recent election. A write-in candidate must file a letter of intent in order to have his or her votes counted. Political parties recognized by the state nominate their presidential candidates in a manner prescribed by their party bylaws. A party's chairperson and state convention secretary must submit a form listing the party's candidates for president, vice president, and presidential electors to the state elections division. This list must be submitted by September 1st in the year of the election. Alaska state law states that a limited political party may be organized for the purpose of selecting candidates for electors of president and vice president of the United States. To qualify for placement on the general election ballot, a limited political party must file a petition containing signatures equal to at least 1% of the number of state voters who cast ballots for president in the most recent election. This petition must be filed with the state elections division at least 90 days prior to the election. The party cannot assume a name which is so similar to an existing political party as to confuse or mislead the voters at an election. A limited political party's candidate must win at least 3% of the vote in order for the party to maintain qualified status. When a person votes in Alaska for president and vice president, this voter is also casting a vote for the electors who are associated with this particular candidate running for president and vice president. The names of these so-called electors never appear on the ballot in Alaska and they are not required to appear. Explanation. All of the votes from the citizens who voted during the general election are counted to the best of the abilities of those involved in counting the votes. The homepage of this website mentions how it is not always possible to have a 100% accurate count of the votes. If a Republican candidate receives the highest number of votes, then the Republican Party within the state of Alaska gets to choose three individuals to serve as electors who then get to cast a specific vote in December known as the electoral vote. If a Democratic candidate receives the highest number of votes, then the Democratic Party within the state of Alaska gets to choose three individuals to serve as electors who then get to cast a specific vote in December known as the electoral vote. If an independent candidate receives the highest number of votes, here's what happens. When the independent candidate decided that he or she wanted to run for president, this candidate had to submit various things to each state in order to satisfy the so-called process to run for president. A list of individuals residing in the state who would agree to being an elector for this candidate are submitted to the state long before the actual day of the general election. If the independent candidate receives the highest number of votes within the state, the individuals that he or she submitted as being the electors are the individuals who then cast their electoral vote. Here's where it gets interesting. Laws within each of the states are known as statutes. There are several statutes that exist within Alaska that pertain to the election process for a person to become president of the United States. One of the statutes contains the following language. The party shall require from each candidate for elector a pledge that as an elector, the person will vote for the candidates nominated by the party of which the person is a candidate. What this law means is that each person casting their electoral vote in December, explained below, is agreeing to cast a vote for the associated party. Republican or Democrat, or independent candidate, that selected them to be an elector in the first place. Further explained. Let's say a Republican candidate receives the highest number of votes in the state from the citizens, the state office of the Republican Party in Alaska would get to choose three people as electors who would then meet in December to cast three votes for the Republican candidate. Since the Republican candidate received the highest number of votes in the state, all of the other votes would not matter at this point, because the Republican Party will now be sending three individuals to cast an electoral vote for the Republican candidate, and it is this electoral vote that actually results in a person becoming President of the United States. Not simply a count of all votes from every citizen across the entire United States of America, as mentioned on the homepage of this website. This other vote known as the electoral vote takes place on the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December in each of the 50 states. The time of day when the electors gather to conduct this vote may vary from state to state, but the electoral vote happens on the same day in every state, the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December. Another interesting point to mention, this electoral vote is weeks after we the people have already cast a so-called vote. In Alaska, the elector shall meet at the office of the director or other place designated by the director at 11 o'clock in the morning on the first Monday after the second Wednesday in December. If Congress fixes a different day for the meeting, the elector shall meet on the day designated by the Act of Congress. What happens to these electoral votes? Each state has a certain number of electoral votes associated with their state. There are a total of 538 electoral votes to be exact, and only a total of 270 of these electoral votes are required to determine the person who will become President of the United States. Knowing the number of electors associated with each of the states, it is mathematically possible to have only 11 states determine who will become the President of the United States. The following 11 states add up to the 270 electoral votes needed to determine who becomes President of the United States. California, 55 electoral votes. Texas, 38 electoral votes. New York, 29 electoral votes. Florida, 29 electoral votes. Illinois, 20 electoral votes. Pennsylvania, 20 electoral votes. Ohio, 18 electoral votes. Georgia, 16 electoral votes. Michigan, 16 electoral votes. North Carolina, 15 electoral votes. New Jersey, 14 electoral votes. This next fact may disappoint those of you who reside and vote in Alaska. If these 11 states end up having their electoral votes casted for the same candidate, the remaining 39 states would not matter at all. So, that vote you casted in the general election in November as a citizen. What was the purpose of your vote? The answer, nothing, when these 11 states have an electoral outcome as such. The time is, now, to understand that our country does not have a voting process in place whereby every citizen who wants to cast a vote is able to cast a vote and to then have his or her vote be accurately counted towards choosing the person who will become the next president of the United States.